Fighters, I want to let you know about a new group that we have on Facebook. It's called Contractor Sales Pros. You just go to Facebook and type in Contractor Sales Pros. You'll run into it there and you can go ahead and request access to it. This group is for current sales professionals in the construction industry. Listen, guys, this is a place that you can ask questions, share strategies and best practices to help each other get better as salespeople in this industry. And I want to invite you to be a part of that, be part of the conversation that we have going on there. So to go to Facebook, Contractor Sales Pros, and jump in with a bunch of other cool people. You guys rock.
Hey, Fighters. Welcome to Friday Fails. In 2015, I sat my wife down for what would be a very hard conversation. And I remember as we sat down, I was going, you know, I got something difficult to share with you. I could see the look on her face, just kind of like, what the fuck is coming my way? You know, do you lose one of the sons in a poker match or wrap a car around a tree or some other shit that I'm pretty much capable of doing at any time? But no, this was something even worse than either of those options. I had just committed $30,000 of our home equity line to promote my struggling business at the time. You know, I was 12 years in. We had some reasonable success. We're still seasonal painting business, but I just couldn't get out of my own fucking way. Winters were always tight. It's like the Irish potato famine by the time March came around here in this household. And my wife was frankly just pretty much fed up with that lifestyle. And remember, she just sat there looking at me in complete silence, which is, as you know, it's pretty fucking deafening. And I didn't need her to say anything to know her thoughts. You know, I could see the past disappointments, the past broken promises, the lies to myself and to her that had kind of gotten us to this situation, and it sucked. And so I'm bringing this up today because I've been doing a lot of calls with people interested in hiring the contractor fight, whether for our battleground group or to do a sales workshop or one-to-one or whatever. And invariably during that conversation, I kind of ask them, well, what's holding you up? Like, they were on the phone. Like, you go to our website, you can sign up for this shit whenever you want. Why are we having this conversation? And after a little hemming and hawing and, you know, a little bit of probing by me and some shunfu, it usually comes down to there's a point of resistance in the decision. And that point of resistance is typically the spouse, sometimes a business partner. And, you know, the stories are all the same. It's spouses sick of the broken promises, wives that are sick of just being business widows that never see their husband in the evening or on the weekends because all they do is work and run around trying to keep the business alive. And spouses that just wish that their husbands would just fucking throw in the towel, call it quits, get a day job so they can just kind of move on with life. And I handle these situations pretty much the same every time, asking these dudes why their wives feel that way, helping them to see the other side, something that's pretty hard to do, admittedly, when you're busting your ass to keep your business afloat, to feed your family, to feed the families of your employees. I know I've mentioned before that I used to stand in the doorway of my kids' bedroom at night, watching them sleep, going like, how the fuck am I gonna give these kids a future, right? And as my business grew, I ultimately had something like 60 mouths that were relying on me to be fed every day. You know, that feeling of the responsibility, the overwhelming responsibility, just kept growing. So, you know, we talk about the ways that they foster this negative attitude, their past actions and all the shit, helping these guys own their crap and changing their perspectives. And at the end of the call, I kind of like set them off like, hey, why don't you go back to your business partner, go back to your spouse, and kind of talk this through, see if you can get them on board. And more often than not, I get a text or a voicemail a few days later. They've spoken to their wife. They've discussed the past. And more often than not, they're both on board because they've come to terms, they've owned their shit, and they're ready to move forward. And this is also, you know, they also say it's one of the hardest conversations they've ever had. So today I just kind of want to offer an easier way. My Mile High Profit Summit is coming up on September 13th. What is that? It's like 3 weeks away at this point. And last year when we started doing this, because of this constant problem, because of my experiences, the experiences that Tom had running his business and the other coaches that have owned businesses and are members, we started offering half price tickets for spouses and or business partners. Because if you're ready to make this move, you're ready to jump into coaching, before I joined the fight team, I'd be going to these events over the years and I come home like fucking just pumped full of energy, my hair on fire. And it was just like the Tasmanian devil coming back into the house full of energy. And it was really hard for my wife and my crews and everybody to understand what the fuck was going on, right? Because they weren't in the room. And so last year we started the Profit Summit. We thought it'd be a great idea to do these half price tickets. Get your wife in the room, get your business partner in the room so that they can not only, so they just get the same damn message you are, and so that you both have the same experience and that you're aligned coming out of the event, ready to kick all kinds of ass. So if you're having this problem, if you're finding that your wife or somebody else that's important, your decision-making process isn't on board with your efforts to improve your business, to self-improve yourself, I would encourage you, whether it's by bringing them to the Profit Summit, just having a frank conversation, owning your shit, airing your grievances, whatever has to happen, get on the same page, a little tactical empathy, let them know that you hear why they feel the way they feel, get your shit straight between the two of you, and then it'll be a hell of a lot easier to move forward and make the changes you're looking to make in your life. So with that, I will leave you. Thanks for joining us on Friday Fails. See you next week.